cattle brought over by the Spanish in 1493 had bred with settlers' cows from England, creating a new breed, the Texas Longhorn. After centuries roaming the plains, they're wild and easily spooked. Teddy Blue hears what every cowboy dreads. Stampede. Over four cattle drives, Teddy Blue buries 3 pounds. A tough job for tough men. One out of three cowboys is Hispanic or African American. After the Civil War, thousands of freed slaves head to Texas looking for work. One is a 23-year-old from Alabama. Nat Love. It's his first chance to be judged for his skills, not just the color of his skin.
The guys on the team are as broad-minded as the plains. It's every Cree for himself and every friend for each other to the end.
Many of the cowboys, to the surprise of most of us, happen to be African-Americans. Black people have the dream of conquering the imagination just like white people do.
The West, vast, wild, lawless, with herds worth up to $200,000. Cowboys guard the cattle with their lives and their guns. Guns are a way of life in Texas, then and now. Even today, Texans own over 51 million firearms.
It's very intrinsic to the American culture and the American identity. We always had a pistol or a rifle. And I think it's part of, don't try to tell me what to do. I'll fight off my enemies on my own.
The cowboy's gun of choice, the Colt 45. Fastest handgun in the West. 6 shots without reloading. Colt produces over 30 million guns. The most popular being the iconic 45. In 1873, a Colt 45 cost $17, half a cowboy's monthly salary. 6 rounds of bullets, half a day's pay. Frontier men would say, Abraham Lincoln may have freed all men, but Sam Colt made them equal.